Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This Saturday, the Tribute Quartet will be with us live in concert at 6 p.m. February 4th at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Now, we're beginning our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In Genesis, it says, in the beginning, God. In John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But yet, Hebrews starts out with that word, God. And we're going to talk about who it was written to in just a minute in the process. But I find it very fascinating. 66 books of the Bible, and this is the only one that starts out with that word, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who, speaking of Christ, being the brightness of his glory, the expressed image of his person, and upholding all the things by the word of his power, when he had sat down by himself, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Verse number 3 to me, now again, I told you different commentators and all, they put different verses as the key verse. You know, Hebrews 6:1, the different commentators. But to me, in my opinion, verse number 3 is the key verse in all of Hebrews. It's right there, right at the beginning, and it opens up what Hebrews is all about. It's all about Jesus and his position. He's now in heaven, sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, ever interceding for us. He's our great high priest. And all that's here in verse number 3. And also, I love this, when he by himself purged our sins. He saved us by himself. He purged our sins with the shedding of his blood. There's much, and I'll talk about that more next week, but you understand the reason I believe verse number 3 is the key to opening, unlocking, if you will, to the book of Hebrews. Others have put different ones, but I really believe you get this verse, kind of opens the door for the rest of what you're going to follow, because it really shares so many truths there. Hebrews has been called by Dr. J. Vernon McGee as the fifth gospel. The first four gospels describe what Christ did on earth, while Hebrews describes what Christ is doing now in heaven. Interesting, of course, that was Dr. J. Vernon McGee's thought about this. Now, there's a lot of truth in that it opens up now what God is doing right now for us in heaven, and we'll read more about that as we go through the book of Hebrews. But again, just by way of introduction, the writer of the book of Hebrews, I believe, without a doubt in my mind, is the Apostle Paul. There's a lot of people who would argue that. Matter of fact, some of the commentators I read, John MacArthur, he's forgotten more than I ever knew. They will ever know. He has a different thought. And other people think, so, you know, some people think Barnabas wrote it or Apollos wrote it, and they have different names of different people who wrote this. But there's no doubt in my mind that Paul wrote this book, because, follow me, number one, it's written from Italy. In Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 24, says this, Salute all them that have the rule over you and all the saints. Let me read that again. Salute them that have the rule over you. You ought to salute me. That ain't what that means. It means greet them. It means greet them, okay? And all the saints. And then it says, they of Italy salute you. They greet you. So already you know this was in Italy. Whoever wrote this, that's a hint of who we can kind of nail down who this writer is. He was in Italy, most likely in Rome. We're going to look at that in just a minute. And in verse number 23, it references Timothy. Know ye that our brother Timothy is set at liberty, with whom, if he come shortly, I will see you. So we see some things already. He knows Timothy. And Timothy was referenced as Paul's own son in the faith. Paul and Timothy worked together and all the time. Matter of fact, he would leave Timothy in places and send Timothy places. And here he references Timothy in verse number 23. And it was probably, I think it was written in prison when Paul was in Rome there in prison, because in chapter number 10, verse number 34, it says this, "For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods and all, and knowing yourselves," it goes on here. But obviously, he was in bonds. He was imprisoned. Okay? So we see that he's in Rome, in Italy, Timothy, in prison. Matter of fact, Timothy was with Paul in Rome at that prison. So many things point to him, as recorded in Acts 28. If you read in Acts 28 about Paul's imprisonment. And beyond all that, in the book of Peter, 2 Peter, let me find it. I have to be very careful turning pages of my Bible, because they tear the Bible so old, and I can't replace it. 2 Peter chapter number 3, verses number 11 and 12, Peter is writing. Verses 15 and 16. 2 Peter 3, 15 and 16. "And account that long suffering of our Lord as salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to wisdom, giveth unto him, hath written unto you, also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they are that are unlearned and unstable rest. And they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction." In other words, Peter said, Paul wrote some things, it's hard for me to understand. Okay. We'll talk about that a little bit more. As we get in our study this morning. So we see Peter has said, well, Paul's writing some things that's very difficult for us to grasp. Okay. Let me throw this sideline in. We know more about the Bible today, or we should. Than Peter knew back in his days. We should know more about the Bible today than when Paul wrote. We just went through the book of Revelation. The book of the Revelation was not written when Paul was alive. We see what's saying, but Paul didn't know. Are you following? There's no excuse for us as believers not knowing what's in God's Word. Okay. And yet Peter says, Paul, that great mind, how did Paul get so smart? Huh? He was what? Thank you, Miss Iris. Do you know he had personal Bible teaching by Jesus for 3 years? Jesus taught the Apostle Paul church doctrine. No wonder he didn't go to, Mace Baptist College was a great place to go, or where other kind of Bible college. He sat at the feet of Jesus. Anyway, you learn that from Paul's writings. So Paul had learned some things, and he wrote the book of Hebrews, probably, well, let me just say this. He wrote it before, I believe the Apostle Paul, before the destruction of the temple in AD 70. There are some references here in the book of Hebrews concerning the time frame when Hebrews was written. It's very important to understand this, okay? About when this was written. It's very important so you can get the context. This was written before the destruction of the temple. And as we get to studying, I'll just throw this out at you. These Jewish believers who the epistle was written to, it was written to these Jewish people who were saved, to the Hebrews. They were saved Jewish people who still were having problems with that temple. They were being drawn back and forth from the temple worship and this new thing of Christianity. Okay? And so Paul wrote this to them before the destruction of the temple.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us this Saturday, February 4th at 6 p.m. to hear the Tribute Quartet in concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.